Let us look at the scripture. The scripture is 1 John chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, children of Sunday school and GCN viewing audiences. Continuing from the last session, let's look into 1 John chapter 3, verse 13. It says, "Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you." The world hates the Christians. Oh, they don't hate me. If you befriend the world, they don't hate you. If you live in the darkness, they will not hate you. But because you live in the light, you live by the word of God, you are hated by the world. Look at me. Did I do any evil towards anybody? Did I borrow from somebody and not pay it back? I've never borrowed from anybody. You know, since my birth, I've never borrowed any money from anybody. I've never swindled anybody out of money or anything. I never cheated anybody. I'd rather help other people. But there were many people who hated me. Seeing these so many signs and wonders and works in the light, without these things, they wouldn't have hated me. As recorded, even if the believers are suffering without a proper reason in their homes or workplaces, they don't have to feel undue hardship or be stressed in wondering why it is happening to them. When faced with persecutions for the name of the Lord, they can receive the comfort and rewards given by God and give glory to Him if they rejoice and give thanks. If they keep acting in the truth like Daniel acted, God will work on their behalf. I've had this kind of experience so many times, countless times, even before the opening of this church. So when I showed my faith until the end, I finally overcame and won the victory, and the final outcome was blessing. And as far as I remember, it was always the case. They can keep their faith in any trial if they trust the great power and love of God. In many cases, they are not able to realize the will of God during the trials. But if they realize the will of God after the trials are over, they will give thanks with tears for His love. Now imagine that you are in the place of Daniel. Imagine that you are in the same place as Daniel was. If you could just pass the test just by pleasing God, it would be really great. But what if you had a sense of resentment or had spoken words of resentment and had not given thanks? In the name of the Lord and in the name of God, if you become the prey of lion, if you die in the furnace, it is for sure. And yet you don't have any resentment or disappointments before God and be just thankful. But on the other hand, if you had a sense of resentment or spoken words of disappointment or resentment, then what would have happened? Then after God saved you from the lion's den and lifted you up to a higher and more honorable position, you'd have been so sorry before God, remembering what you had said. You'd most certainly have regretted and think, how could I have said such a thing before a God of love who prepared such good things for me? Why could I not have trusted him completely? When Stephen was being murdered, the Lord in heaven could not remain seated on his throne, and he stood up and as he looked on. God the Father knew Stephen would be martyred in faith, but he was still very anxious when his beloved child was being martyred. God loves us more than we love ourselves. But he sometimes allows trials for us or undue sufferings to give us greater blessings. If you remember this heart of God, the Father and the Lord, you'll be on the alert even in fiery trials. You will make up your mind to pass those trials well so that you are able to please the heart of the Father God who is watching you with expectations. Even if the trial is lasting long, you can overcome anything if you just have faith. When I was a new believer, I once spoke words that broke God's heart. I was healed of so many diseases, and for the grace of salvation, my family was filled with thanks. You know, at that time, we didn't even have enough food. We didn't have any stacks. We had to buy rice for each time, each day. And we were in a monthly rent house at the top of the mountain, which was at the top of the slum area. And so there was a high voltage line crossing right above our house. And we had to walk like 15 minutes to go to the market. And to go to the bus station, the same thing. Even though we were living in such an area, in such a shabby house, 50,000 won or $50 down payment with the deposit money. But we are still full of thanks, thanksgiving. Our lips were always full of praises. We didn't know what would happen tomorrow. There was no promise for tomorrow. That was when I was a new believer. And if there is anybody who is in this kind of economic situation, I don't know whether they can be really thankful. But we were so thankful, even in that situation. And I preached the gospel to every person I see. There was one person who was not evangelized, who didn't accept the gospel, and I'm still reminded of him. At that time, you know, while living in that area, there was a shop, and he would there was a man who'd just stand there. And in my heart, I wanted to preach the gospel to him, but I couldn't actually do it, and I didn't. And after a couple of days, he just died. I heard that he died. And I was very sorry. That's why God moved my heart to preach the gospel, and why couldn't I preach the gospel to him? That's why he moved my heart, and how come I didn't do that? If I did preach the gospel, he could have lived, or at least he could have gone to heaven. And thinking like that, I was very saddened. And so whenever I had a chance, I preached the gospel. I had to work on construction sites, moving from one rented house to another, but still each moment felt as happy as being in heaven. Once, the house we were living in was to be taken down, and we had to leave without receiving the down payment back. There was 50,000 won, which is about $50,000. Because the house was being taken down, there was a compensation money. There was about 150,000 won. And the house owner, he wouldn't give it to me, the 50,000 won. And the house owner, he was one of the workers, leaders in the construction site. And before money, he became so cruel, so stingy. And he received 150,000 won, but he didn't give me that 50,000 won that was due to me. And he wouldn't give it to me. So we didn't have any money. And so Mrs. Lee went to one of her sisters and she borrowed 50,000 won and get a house near the church. We borrowed 50,000 won, which is about $50, to rent a one-bedroom house that did not even have any sunlight. But that house had to be taken down too. And it didn't even have enough sunshine, and there was a little stream, and that filled with sewage. And we were living above the sewage line. That smelled so bad, had such a bad odor, and within a month we had to, they were going to take this house down, and we were to live. We had to vacate it within a month. However, we received the 50,000 won deposit back this time, but it was not easy to get another house with that small amount of money. One day we went to a far distant place looking for a house, and we had skipped both lunch and dinner by the time we came back home. I was a new believer in the church, and the church, the cell leaders and other senior deaconesses, they were trying to get a house for me. Maybe it wasn't a good time to get a house, but they couldn't. They were trying to get one house for me, but they couldn't, and I and Mrs. Lee were looking for a house in another place, which was about an hour ride away from our area. And there was also another slum. And so that's why we thought there were going to be houses, because it was another famous slum area. So we had never been there before, but anyway, we took a bus to go there and look for a house, and we searched for many hours, but we couldn't get any house. So we came back home at around the dusk. I was so tired, and without really realizing it, I lamented, "God, how come you did not hear my prayer?" How come you did not prepare just one house? But right after that, we just went to a nearby realtor's office, hoping for some kind of opportunity. We visited this realtor's office before we went to Bulgwangdong area, which was 1 hour bus ride from our area. And after we came back, we were tired. We skipped both lunch and dinner. We were hungry. And I kind of prayed with complaining, "Father, how come you did not prepare just one house for me?" And so we went back to this realtor's office that we stopped by in the morning. And he just had a house nearby. And we could get in there right away, even the next day, because it was empty. Furthermore, the bedroom was much better than the current house. And it also had a room, so we could even have a shop. For all this, I just had to pay 50,000 won, which was all the amount I had. Of course, it can't be compared with nowadays, it was 35 years ago. So 50,000 won, we could get a room, but now, even with, maybe this amount is less than 5 million won in today's value. I cried so much that day.
질병을 치료해 주신 것도 감사한데.
I repented thoroughly, saying,
하나님께서
I must be so thankful just for healing me. And it is not God who made me poor. You know, it is my fault that I got sick. God didn't make me sick. And how could I complain against God? And fasted for 3 days. Since then, I have never said anything that could disappoint God. Once I had such an incident in any kind of trial or in 98 and 99 or during the 90s, even when I was excommunicated, or in the 1988, the government tried to destroy our church. In any case, any trial, I've never said anything, any word of complaint or resentment, because I had such an incident once at that time. I kept it in my mind, and I determined not to complain against God in any case, in any trial, or in any situation. I made up my mind not to do such a thing after I fasted for 3 days. And since then, I've never broken my determination. And actually, there's nothing to complain against God about. It's all my fault. You know, even though I went through some trials or difficulties, it was all the time. It was to give me more blessings. But there are some people who very easily complain against God for whatever bad they have. I would rather die than once again breaking the heart of God the Father, who gave me only good things. So I went through so many tests and trials, great tests, but I was still thankful because I had that kind of experience once, and I kept it in my heart. Of course, in any case, I would keep my determination. Even when I was bleeding to death, I was still thankful. And even when I was breathing the last, I still gave thanks to God. God's thoughts are different from man's thoughts, and God's wisdom is different from man's wisdom. If we ask in prayer with faith, God is preparing something great, even though it might not be seen by our eyes. Blessings at a better point in time. He gives us greater and better blessings at a better point in time, which might be different from what we hope for. I hope you will remember the love of God in any situation. Once you remember it, please do not forget it. In any case, do not forget the love of God. If you received any grace or blessing from God, you have to remember it forever. And you are thankful just for that moment, and in any trial or difficulty, you lament and complain and you forsake your faith. This is changing and crafty mind, which is evil. You can go into the rock of faith only after you pull this out. Those who are not on the rock of faith, if you have this kind of heart, you're far away from standing on the rock of faith, because it is an evil heart. You are thankful only when it's good. And if it's bad, you lose your thankfulness. It is changing mind, and it is evil heart. It is double-mindedness, crafty mind. And it is the mind with which you can betray your master. How did God love us? He gave us even His only begotten Son for the atoning sacrifice. If you just remember this fact, you can never disappoint God or resent anything against God. Even if you go to heaven, what can you be resentful for? Can you exchange heaven with anything, any money or any fame or any power of this world? You cannot change anything with heaven. And just by because you receive this heaven, you can never complain against God. I urge you never to forget that He has already given you the blessing of salvation and the heavenly kingdom that cannot be exchanged with anything of this world. If you just think about this, you have to be reminded of the Bible verses. Rich man and the poor man Lazarus. The rich man, he was so rich and he was enjoying himself every day. And the poor man Lazarus, the dogs were licking his sores. And that poor man, he served God. And he was saved and he went to the bosom of Abraham after he died. But the rich man, he enjoyed himself. He was eating good every day, but eventually he went down to the lower grave and hell. If you just think about this, what can you not be thankful for? So all these things are written in the Bible, both Old and New Testament, and you have to be reminded of all these things. And so you can be comforted and you can be strengthened. You know, there are people who are in that kind of situation, but still thankful for God, to God. And what can you be not thankful for? I urge you never to forget that He has already given you the blessing of salvation and the heavenly kingdom that cannot be exchanged with anything of this world. I urge you to please God all the time by making professions of faith and thanksgiving, believing in the love of God who is always giving us the best things. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, along with this, there is something you should remember. If you are persecuted because you are in fact seeking your own, while giving excuses about the church activities, or because you are not wise enough, it is not a persecution received for the name of the Lord, and thus it cannot be your reward. You rather disgrace God, because it's your fault. Suppose a student does not study hard, but only comes to church to hang around with his friends in the church. Or a housewife just attends church meetings without doing her work in the home. If their family members say something about it and tell them not to go to church for this reason, then it is not a persecution received for the name of the Lord. It is rather that the church is degraded because they were not wise. So their rewards might also be reduced. When people were calling me heretical and all these things, it was not caused by me. And it was mostly caused by the church members and other people. You know, it began from Masa Mami Church, and it came to me also because I was close to that pastor. Because I was close to him. And so people criticized me because they couldn't criticize that pastor. And also there were some mistakes in the words spoken by the church members. All these things became traps. And all those things in the past, most of them were not related with me directly. Even when they were related with me, it is not really a sin or anything like that. It was because there were some misunderstandings of those who didn't understand the spiritual realm, and those who betrayed us, they made false rumors and spread them. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 to 20 says, "For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience toward God a person bears up under sorrows with suffering unjustly. What credit is there if when you sin and are harshly treated?" You sin and you are harshly treated. That is not a persecution. You endure it with patience. But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. When you do what is right and suffer for it, and if you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. So you can receive the comfort, consolation, and blessings from God. If you are persecuted for without a proper reason, God will certainly bless you. So that's why the Lord Jesus told us to rejoice, as was the case with the patriarchs. For great is your reward in heaven. Not just in heaven, but of course, but also on this earth, God gives you blessings and consolation, and great will be your reward in heaven. Believers must be brave and not compromise with unrighteousness, and they have to be faithful and honest. They have to serve others with love and self-sacrifice. They have to be more diligent and humble than others. Only then can they drive away the works of Satan and receive the help of God. Also, even though they do not commit sins, they sometimes hurt the feelings of others with some words that are not wise while they preach to others. Sometimes they force a new believer to follow the word of God that he cannot really obey with his measure of faith. Or they talk about some deep spiritual things that a new believer cannot understand. If you preach something that people don't understand, it is causing persecutions upon yourself. There are some things that others will never be able to understand. And you spread it, and you cause yourself persecution. You speak about deep spiritual things to those who are not, those who are completely not aware of anything spiritual. Suppose the stars were moving in our church, and you say to a person, an unbeliever, or even a believer, who will believe that a star is moving, especially if they have any knowledge? They will say you are crazy or something. You are mad. And where did you hear this? They would say. What church do you attend? Mami church? Oh, that Mami church is a strange church. But now, it's not like that because it's so well known, because we have seen them, and even the press have come, and they've witnessed it themselves. So nobody would say such a thing, but if they do say such a thing, it's that they are wrong. So it's so well known that there are so many signs and wonders well known all over the country and all over the world. So I believe there is only a few who will criticize these things. In case with the dragonflies, you know, when the swarms of dragonflies came down and they were sitting on our bodies, and who would believe they came down from heaven, from where the sun is? Who would believe? But if this goes on, because it went on for 2-3 years, and because so many people have experienced them, have seen them, and so many foreigners, they also came and witnessed all these things, and it was reported by the press. So they can't persecute this. They can't criticize this. Now we can talk about this. So there is a proper time for everything. Even though it's a fact, we deliver only facts, but there are proper times to talk about them. In this case, the new believer will not be blessed, but he will have misunderstandings and close his heart. Oh, the stars are moving. I saw the star move. Oh, the dragonflies came down from heaven, and oh, they came down on the bodies of, on the hands and fingertips of the Mami church members. Who will believe it? You know, they will just think of Mami church is talking about strange things, something strange, and oh, before I heard it is something strange, and maybe it is true. In a serious case, he might even feel he's been hurt and react in evil actions. I hope you will discern between whether you are actually being persecuted for the name of the Lord, or you have caused persecutions upon yourself due to your shortcomings, and you will act wisely and in an edifying fashion. When you are persecuted for the name of the Lord or in any other trial, do not be discouraged or become saddened, but rejoice and give thanks with your heart. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will abundantly receive all the blessings that God has prepared. Last year, or the year before, when I was meeting some pastors in the church councils, I was meeting with the pastors in the leadership and the press people in Christian press. I was talking about these signs and wonders happening in the Mami church. Nobody rejected. Nobody opposed. Nobody tried to deny what I was saying. If I talk about them, everybody just believes it. Even though they didn't know me properly, they just trusted me. Even in the past, even in the 88, when we had these Olympic Games in Seoul. And the government, they was trying to destroy our church.
And when the things didn't work out as they wished, they wanted to, and they were getting sick, and those people who tried to disturb us, they were getting sick, and they thought they had the fear that they were falling into hell. And those who participated in the demonstration against the Mamin church, they were getting sick, and they were so afraid that, you know, in Mamin, they heard that in Mamin church, there are so many signs and wonders taking place, and because of that, we are suffering this much. So as this news was spread, even the head of the local municipality and police officers, they were getting afraid. So they finally invited me, and they asked me several questions. Why would Mamin church build... there were some stones that fell to the demonstrators, and why would the Mamin church ask, tell the children to throw the stones at them? And I said, oh, it's not like that. It just fell off while they were playing on the rooftop. And they asked Mamin church, they threw pour some water from the top against the pedestrians. And it was unintentional. There was some person who was just pouring a little bit of water. And it was all unintentional. And it's not like it was a mistake. It's not like intentionally we poured water upon their head. You know, we didn't target it. So when I explained all these things, everybody believed. You know, the leaders of the Sindaebangdong area, and there were about 15 people, and nobody tried to argue back. They all accepted my explanations. And finally, they confessed. Why would you lead us to hell? When did we try to lead you to hell? You know, church is a place to lead the people to heaven. When did we do that? And they said, we are so nervous now. You know, we are so afraid. You know, the people are getting sick and they're suffering, and, you know, they can't get any sleep at night. So please save us. When did we try to kill you or something? You brought those things upon yourselves. We never asked you to demonstrate, and we never asked you to disturb us. And so they said, please leave our area. We will help you. We'll pay you as much as you want. So please leave this area. That was the will of God, to come out of that area. So it was going according to the will of God. So what do you want? They asked. So as we were coming into this area, they asked us how much we would need to move to another place. So they asked us, if you ask, we'll give to you. So how much? So I said that we'll calculate it and we'll ask you. So, okay, please do so, they said. So we were actually, in fact, we were so packed by the time, so we were looking for another place, another bigger place. So they were paying us to leave the place. We were actually planning to move, and they were paying us. They were going to pay us to move. So the church calculated all the pews and all the pulpits and all the pews and everything. And with all the new products. So it cost about $300,000 at that time, which will be more than $3 million by now. But we began with nothing but the day. It was such a big amount of money actually at that time, and we received the money from them. We asked them, and they, without even asking, they gave us $300,000. So that's why we could move to our previous sanctuary, the old sanctuary. Without even having a penny, God let us move like that. You know, in God's sight, we didn't have any more place there. So God let us move to this area. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Apostle John repeatedly tells us the believers to love one another in the book of 1 John. In the following verse, 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, he said, "We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death." We have passed out of death into life because of the faith in Jesus Christ. If he didn't believe, if he didn't accept the Lord, we would go to hell. But because we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we came to have faith, and because we lead a life in faith, we are saved, and we now came to go to hell. Originally, all men were destined to receive the punishment of death, namely the eternal fire of hell. But Jesus took the punishment on behalf of us. If we believe in this fact and accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are saved. We are forgiven. Namely, we have passed out of death into life through the faith in the Lord. In John 5:24, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Truly, I say to you, he who hears my word, if you listen to the word of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and believes him who sent me, has eternal life and does not come into judgment. If you go into judgment, it means you go to hell, but has passed out of death into life." And in 1 John 3:14 it says, "We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren." Namely, when we love our brethren, it is the evidence that we have passed out of death into life. It also says, "He who does not love abides in death." It is warning us that those people cannot even receive salvation. When you hear such a word, you have to keep it in mind deeply. There are some people who get sick, and the word of God tells us to forgive everybody. Why do you hate the parents? Because the parents persecute you so much, you got sick because of the parents, so you hate the parents so much. Or in the growth, in the childhood, the parents fought so much, and there are so many quarrels and arguments, and that's why the person went astray, and you hate the parents so much. And the word of God says, you have to cast away that hatred. You have to repent. You have to repent of hating your parents. And those who reach the threshold of death, or those who passed away already, God let them repent of hating their parents so they can go to a level higher in the dwelling place of heaven. So you must never hate. Why is it that we cannot even receive salvation if we do not love our brethren? You can understand this if you remember when you first received the Holy Spirit. When you have the first love with the Lord, you are filled with love in your heart. You respect your parents, love your brothers, and even those whom you used to hate look lovely. You can smile at others. Even when you didn't know the truth, when you are a new believer, when you first receive the Holy Spirit, and when you are full of Spirit, you can forgive everybody. You can forgive everybody, and you want to pray, and you worship, you attend all the worship services, even cell worship services, and you're so full of the Spirit when you are a new believer. And you you are so diligent and enthusiastic, so people say it's okay, but you have to overcome one test or trial. You have to keep on overcoming those trials so your faith can grow up. But if you don't, you lose the grace and faith and you just remain there. You are at a stoppage for a long time. So you can't even smile at others. And you have the peace in your heart. You have joy in the heart, so your face brightens and the rigid countenance becomes mild as that of angels. Of course, it does not mean you have perfect love from the moment you accept the Lord. To the extent that you are filled with the Spirit and grace, you are given the strength to love others. But as long as you stay in the first or the second level of faith, you might hate others again when the fullness of Spirit or your grace cools down. You dislike and you want to stay away from those who do things that you can't understand and those who give you a hard time. There are pastors who are newly who received the calling, and they're in the training of pastors. But some of them are invited by so many church members that their schedule is full all day. So I'm so thankful that they are so popular among the church members. So right now you are not arrogant, but I said to one of the pastors, in this kind of case, you might be captured by arrogance and you have to pray about it, being careful. And she said, amen. And she was praying about it. So, you know, people are asking for her to pay them visits and count for counseling. So she might become arrogant. So I asked her to be careful. And those people, the counseling, and they hear that, it's hard. I have a problem with the pastor. I have a problem with this person. It's hard. And those who say it's hard, look at your Christian faith, Christian life. You know, I suffered so many undue hardships, persecutions, and criticism without a cause. And I was still thankful. This is faith. Because you believe in God the Father. In any case, you believe in God the Father. And so God will be at the side of the light because you live in the light and you live in the truth. That's all that matters. So God will be at your side, so you don't have to be worried about anything. So the result is always victory. This is the truth, absolute truth. And why do you have to talk about, oh, somebody's persecuting me, somebody's betraying me, oh, it's hard. Just talk about it. Think about it. How much basics of faith you have. Even since I was a new believer, I wouldn't do that. So if you look back on your faith, you can realize that you don't have any faith and you don't have the Word of God in you. If you don't like something, you're frustrated. When other brothers are better off than you, you feel uncomfortable or discouraged. Some people say, senior pastor, you call some names of people, you praise them, and you love them, and envy and jealousy come out of my mind. But, senior pastor, I drove it away by prayer. So I think it won't come out anymore. So I thought, what is there to be envious or jealous about? Jealous of? Even if I mention the names of some people, even if I praise them, what is there to be jealous of? If somebody is loved by God, I'm so happy. I'm just so happy if somebody is loved by God. Would I be jealous And if somebody is loved by the shepherd, why would you be jealous of that person? I love everybody. And if they love God more, I have to love them more. If they are more faithful, I have to love them more. That is natural. Because God says, I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. That is the will of God. That is the heart of God. So is mine. It's natural. So if they are so if you want to be loved, you should be more faithful and you should love God more. And if you are envious or jealous, you overcame it through prayer. It is because you have not cultivated perfect love yet. So if brothers are better off than you, you feel uncomfortable or you get disappointed comparing him or her with yourself. Nevertheless, those who receive the works of the Holy Spirit will change little by little with the effort to cultivate perfect love in them. They try and pray to love the brothers, thinking, God gave His only begotten Son to have such a person as me, and Jesus gave His life to save a sinner like me, and how can I have an evil mind towards others? As they keep trying to change themselves, they can cultivate perfect love. They do not get angry just because another person is not acting in a way that will benefit them, or because he does something they don't like. Even if another person has some shortcomings, they encourage him and bear with him until he does well. They earnestly hope and believe that the other person will change and do well. Even if it means they have to sacrifice themselves until then, they can still be patient. They do not boast of what they have, and they are not jealous because of the things others have. They are not arrogant or impolite, and they do not think of what is unrighteous or evil. Those who love others, they do not think of anything unrighteous or evil. They don't even think about those things. And how can they act unrighteous or evil? They can't. You rejoice with the truth. That is love. Even if another person acts in evil towards them, they understand him, thinking of why he had to act that way in his viewpoint. Furthermore, they can have true compassion on the person who acts in evil. Ultimately, they can cultivate the love with which they can give their lives for their enemies, just like Jesus gave his life for us. Of course, to reach that kind of level, you have to pass each level of goodness and love, second level and third level. But you don't really have to take such a long time to pass all those steps. If you have enough strength, you know, in my case, I usually take two steps in a staircases. When I go with my workers, if there is somebody who is unfamiliar with my habits, I just take one step each. I don't want to look in a hurry. But you know, if you are in a hurry, I can take two steps at a time. So in the going through the steps of level of goodness and love, you can just quickly go up each level. Why do you have to take 1 year, 2 years to overcome one level, one step? Why do you have to take so long? You can just quickly conquer this level of goodness and love, and also faith. Once we cultivate such love, we can say that the Lord, who is the truth itself, is dwelling in us completely. Saying the Lord in me and I in the Lord is accomplished. One more thing we have to remember is that if we really love our brethren and the souls, we have to try to save more souls. We must pray for those souls who are not saved, and we must preach the gospel. Also, for those brethren who have weak faith, we will visit them and pray for them so that they will not stumble and their faith will increase quickly.
하나님을 믿지 않는 사람들은 기독교에 대해 종종 이런 불만을 말합니다.
Those who do not believe in God sometimes complain about Christianity. They say, why do you have to force others to believe in your religion? Because you say we have to believe it only in Jesus Christ. Those who have other religions are offended. If there is any other way of salvation than Jesus Christ, we can surely tell them to keep their good faith in that religion. We wouldn't have to spend our money and time to spread the gospel. Sometimes we don't have to keep our faith despite persecutions, so it'll be comfortable and easy for the believers too. But if we do have faith and know the truth, we cannot help ourselves from spreading the truth. Because there's only one way of salvation, Jesus Christ. And some people hear my word and they say, why is there only one way of salvation in Jesus Christ? And I can talk to them. I can explain to them. One-to-one, I can explain to them. Jesus Christ and other people. Let us compare Jesus with other people. We have the evidence that God is the creator and God is almighty. And God is almighty and He controls the history of mankind and life and death and fortune and misfortune of mankind. We have all the evidences. And the Bible is true. I can prove to you any moment. I can show it to you with the signs and wonders and power of God. And who can control the weather conditions? It's only God can do it. So we have so many evidences. Even the dragonflies are pulled down. We can see circular rainbows. There are so many powerful works. Who can do it? Did I do it? If I did it, I am the God. I must be God. But it's done by God the Creator. So He is the Creator. And it's all done by Him. And all the things, signs and wonders recorded in the Bible, they are true. So I believe in this God. And God says, Jesus Christ is the only Savior. And that's why I have to say Jesus is the only Savior. Where else? Where in other religion? Where can you see these kinds of signs and wonders? Please show me. Even in case of aurora lights, they're the phenomena that cannot be explained by human knowledge. But in other religions, what can they show to me? What can they show to me in other religions? They just, in one of the religions, they just hit this thing. What is that? It's like legends. There's a monk who did this, and it is a legend, and wasn't there such a work now, today? It's just a legend, like that happened like 3,000 years ago. But we have the actual tangible evidences even today, right now. That is why the Bible is true. And all the things that are recorded in the Bible are true. Which says, the Bible says, Jesus Christ is the only Savior. And it is the Word of God. And that is why it is true. That is why I preach Jesus Christ. The salvation can be found only in Jesus Christ. So we have the evidences, sure evidences. But in other religions, what do they have? They don't have any evidences. When I was in my sick bed for 7 years, my mother prayed to the deeper and stars and so many other things, but I couldn't be healed. I didn't meet any creator. But as soon as my mother heard that I was healed in the church, from that day, he threw away all the idols and she attended a Wednesday service in the church. And she said, I heard from my sister. I heard from my senior deaconess, Jungsun Lee. My mother said, I prayed to so many things for the cure of my son. You understand where she prayed? That place. I think you understand. That place, they couldn't heal my son. But in the church, my son was healed. The church healed him. So she began to attend church right away from that day itself to the Wednesday service. There was a local church there in the Jeonnam province. Maybe it was 2 kilometers away from her house. And she never skipped any Sunday service. She never skipped any Wednesday service. And until she passed when she was 91. We know that there certainly is heaven and hell, and there is only one way of salvation, which is the way of cross of Jesus Christ. If one of our brothers did not hear the gospel and did not believe, he cannot go to heaven, but instead he will fall into the lake of fire. And how can we not preach? If you really love somebody, you'd want to give him good food and share good things with him. In fact, even if you don't love that person so much, if you know that there is a fire in the house where he's sleeping, you'd naturally try to wake him up. Even if he is not related with you at all, you might even go into the house to save him in that kind of emergency. And if you know that one of your beloved ones is going to receive the punishment of eternal fire of hell, how can you just keep quiet about it? Also, if we see those believers with weak faith, we would help them reach a better dwelling place in heaven and keep the enemy devil and Satan from tempting them. If you see them suffer from any spiritual or material problems, we would intercede for them more earnestly than when we pray for our own problems. On the other hand, some people diligently lead a life in faith, having positions in church and longing for heavenly kingdom, but they're not as interested in saving more souls as they should be. They do not evangelize even one person a year, and they do not long to have duties to take care of souls. They feel it is burdensome if they are told to become cell group leaders or counsel the members. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:16, "For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For I am under compulsion. For all is me if I do not preach the gospel." All is me if I do not preach the gospel. We have to keep this in mind. We have to preach the gospel. Whether in time or not, in time we have to preach the gospel all the time. Otherwise, all to you, all is me if I do not preach the gospel. It proves that you don't have love if you do not preach the gospel. If you really love somebody, you will preach the gospel to that person so that he will not fall into hell. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be filled with spiritual love and you will arrive at the kingdom of God with many more beloved souls. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life. Father, if we hate our brothers, how can he say we love God? This cannot be true. Father, if we hate others, we have to doubt whether we are really saved. Father, let us love all other persons. Father, help us love each other. Let us not hate anybody, but love all others, even our enemies. Father, if we say we love God and do not love our brother, saying that we love God is a lie. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Missionary Hangyul Kim of United States, they will have a new mission center in California on March 1st. Let them have a great revival and help Pastor Mose Ganda and his wife in helping with our ministry. Pastor Ishihara Hisao of Japan pains all of the body, and let his wife Myungnan Lee be healed of a lung problem. Vijaya of India, let her recover from the after effects of hernia hernia, intestinal hernia surgery. And Raja let his house be built without any problems. Lee Su-fun let her husband Wang Kuo-chun be healed of cerebral hemorrhage. Daughter Wang Hong-yan be healed of skin disease. Wang Shu-yan be healed of lung cancer. Chun Ho-fing, a tumor in the brain. Ma Shi-hong be healed of schizophrenia. Gong Zi-hong be healed of brain damage. And let her recover hearing. Hong Jong-suk, the after effects of surgery on the breast cancer. Yang Yi be healed of herniated disc. Chun Jin-nen be healed of diabetes. Bai Wei-hui be healed of inflammation in the uterus and tumor at the ovary. Wu Jin-nen, there's a stone, the kidney be healed. Liu Hong-yen, lymphatic inflammation and women's disease. Wu Jin-hong, gastritis and loss of hair, be healed, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Liu Shu-ing, esophagus problem, and let her son Li Jie be healed of internet game addiction. Lin Jen, ringing in the ear, rhinitis, let her recover the eyesight. Gao Ro Dan, let her mother be healed of insomnia. Let her son Zhang Bo Yu be healed of rhinitis and constipation. Wang Guanglin, paralysis on the head, be healed. Ai Wang Si, stone in the kidney and pain in the leg, be healed. Liang Wei, gastritis. Li Xing Mei, heart disease. Li Zhong, Li Hong Jin, blood clot in the brain. Lu Zhong, Wei, skin disease. Zhou Jie Ring, rhinitis, be healed by the five of the Holy Spirit, light come. Mai Zhui Fing, piles, be healed. Li Hong Ying, irregular periods, be healed. Zhang Gun Yan, let the dandruff go away. Zhou Yang Hao Junghua, let them receive blessing of conception. Su Na Na, let her deliver the baby easily on the right day, at the right time. Ding Ji Mei, let her receive back the money she lent. Father, thank you. Let their eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Burn all the internal organs, skin diseases go away, be cleansed. All cancers, third stage, last stage cancers, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Father, touch them and heal them. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. All kinds of diseases, all of the body, germs, viruses, go away. Father, protect them throughout this week. Give them peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.